I'm David Barron, and this is The World.
Yeah. I'm sending this one out to everybody that's had to wait on a money transfer. Yeah, it's kind of whack when they charge you like 10% on the dollar. But you know how good it feels when they say, you can pick it up today.
This song called 15 Minutes Away is by Somalian musician Kana. He's one of 15 artists featured on the new CD, Yes We Can, Songs About Leaving Africa. The CD was compiled by journalist Rose Skelton. Now, Rose, tell us about this song. It's about a guy waiting for money to arrive by Western Union.
Yeah, this is a song by Kana, and he's a Somalian rapper who's now based in North America. And he's talking about what it feels like to be waiting for this money to come. He's totally broke, and then someone has sent him the money, and it takes 15 minutes for the money to arrive in his hand. So he's talking about the lifeline of that money.
She sent me Western Union so I can make it through, and it felt so good when she said, write down this 11 digits. I go out to receive it. I'm desperate and I need it. Feels like an angel speaking. I can hardly believe it.
And money transfers are a big part of the experience of Africans who then leave for Europe or the U.S. In fact, the entire CD you've put together seems a kind of soundtrack for the African diaspora. These are songs about the red tape at immigration, the suffering of prejudice, the struggles to make money. Tell us a bit about how and when you decided to put this CD together.
Well, first of all, I should say I've lived in West Africa and Senegal for pretty much the last 10 years. And as a journalist, I was covering some of the immigration crises which were going on in the area. So I realized that a lot of people were making, a lot of musicians were making songs about the idea of leaving Africa or moving within Africa or what happens when you leave Africa. The reality of it, the cold reality of the situation.
Yeah, you say the cold reality. The songs are about, it seems, both the hope and expectation of leaving for a better life, but then the hard reality, which is really very different from what many imagine.
Yeah, there's a lot of the songs are from the other side. So there's people talking about, this is what it's really like. You know, when you make it and you get to Europe, it's not, you know, the streets aren't paved with gold. There's a lot of different aspects going on.
Yeah, and in fact, on that point, sitting next to you in London is one of the artists on the CD.
I'm sitting here with African Boy, who wrote a song about Nigerians living in London.
Now, African Boy, and that is how you prefer to be identified, you are actually one generation removed from the immigrant experience. You were born in the UK, but your parents are from Nigeria.
Yeah, that's correct.
And now, do you still feel a strong connection to those who are still arriving by boat or plane from Africa?
Yeah, I mean, I still meet quite a lot of people. I mean, even in the college that I went to, you know, there was quite a lot of Nigerians and Ghanaians who were, let's say they said their age was 19, but they were really about 23. But obviously, you know, that's what you have to do in order to actually get in.
Lie about your age?
Yeah. You have to lie about your age, otherwise they won't let you in if you're like a certain age.
Well, and in fact, your song is about another way of trying to get around the law. Maybe you could tell us about this song on the album.
I based a strong song on a true experience. You know, when I was younger, I did go to the supermarket and I stole some chicken, I stole some sweets.
A song about shoplifting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One day I went to Lidl, I was really, really hungry. I went to shoplifting Lidl, cause I had no money. I looked around, no one was looking. So I put some goods in my pocket, and I walked towards the door. As I was walking on the shop floor, I saw the security guard, he was Nigerian, big black and tramor. So I put my hands in my pocket, and I walked towards the door. The security guard said, S, what do you take me for? One day I went to
Well, actually, I'm curious whether anyone has reacted negatively to it as not painting a positive picture of the immigrant experience.
I could confidently say a good 1 to 3 people who have came to me and said that they don't appreciate the sort of stereotype image that I'm painting. But all I can really say to them is that is my experience, you know, so and that's how it happened.
Well, Sitting Patiently on the Phone in Laurel, Maryland is another artist featured on the CD, Yes We Can, Songs About Leaving Africa. Bouba Siddique, you are, in fact, from French-speaking West Africa. Just tell us a bit about your background. You're originally, I guess, from Côte d'Ivoire.
Yes, I'm from Côte d'Ivoire, and I came to the United States in 97 to go to school. I attended college in California, and I got a bachelor in computer science, and then I made the transition, you know, to working full-time as a developer.
As a developer, and you do music on the side?
And I do music on the side.
So you left West Africa for a better life in America. Has it worked out the way you hoped it would?
Yes, thank God it did. It did. I had to go through, like, hard times, but the good thing about America, if you have to take anything from it, is that you got everything that you need to make you succeed. But at the same time, you got everything also to make you fail. So it's really up to you to decide what it's going to be.
And do you have family back home in Africa who are counting on you, who are waiting at the Western Union for money to arrive?
No, thank God. I mean, my family, everybody's, they work hard to achieve. So everybody's okay. So there's nobody whose survival is dependent on me. So I don't have the hardship of that pressure on me compared to some other immigrants.
Well, let's have your song on the CD carry us out. It's called Got My Hustle Jacket. And Rose Skelton, why did you choose this song by Bouba? Well, does it in some way sum up the African immigrant experience?
Yeah, it's definitely, Bouba's experience, it's a very positive story, really. And when I heard the song, actually, I just liked the music. I just thought it had a really nice way of rapping and of speaking, and I just thought it was such a strong message, you know, this person like trying to work really hard and really up against something tough because of where, you know, perhaps because of the way that people judged him for the way, you know, where he came from. And but yeah, first of all, I just really liked the sound of it. I just thought it was a really nice flow and just made a nice song. So.
Journalist Rose Skelton and musician African Boy joined us from London. Bouba Siddique is in Laurel, Maryland, and this is his song, Got My Hustle Jacket. It's from the album, Yes We Can, Songs About Leaving Africa. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Looks like everybody got a weather struggle jacket. No matter the height of your income bracket, the struggle is hard to keep money in your pocket when bills keep coming piling up by the pocket. On top of your jacket, you put up your mask. Gotta keep on smiling even though you hate the task. To keep a steady job and food on your table, support your family and remain stable.
From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm David Barron. Katie Clark will be in the host chair tomorrow. Please join us then.
Sweat and tears, drinking perspiration where some will drink beers. Fight for your youth, you must raise them right. Give them knowledge, wisdom, and insight so they stand a better chance than you in this fight. Have a struggle, Jack.